Tim, I've been talking to some of your teammates. Uh-huh. Doing a good job just kind of detailing how they feel like you've been improving over this stretch. In your own mind, what sticks out in your mind about how you've been developing and, you know, coming along with your experience?
Well, I feel just, you know, every day in practice is huge for me. Every game is huge. It's another opportunity to get a little bit better. And, you know, I feel I'm getting more comfortable, better timing with the receivers. And, you know, that's going to come with time. And I feel like every day we're just consistently working on things, getting a little bit better. And, you know, that's our goal. I know it sounds cliche and I feel like I say that all the time. But, you know, that's what Coach Fox talked to us today is, hey, let's focus on today. Take it one day at a time and get a little bit better.
Do you feel like the Vikings game, because it was your highest completion percentage that you had as a passer since you've been a starter, is kind of a base format for you to do that even more and feel more comfortable since you accomplished that against Minnesota?
Yeah, not really sure. I just look at it as it was a great win for the Denver Broncos and our organization and this team. And, you know, I honestly don't care necessarily too much of how we got to do it or how many times we throw it or, you know, all the rest of the statistics, because, you know, the way we look at it is a win's a win, and we just got to find a way to make that happen. And, you know, whether it's handing it off or, you know, throwing the ball down the field, either way, you know, I'm happy with it.
So you're feeling absolutely no pressure to stay in the pocket when someone like Vic has been hearing that, and you're a runner kind of in his ilk, and you got to do it. You don't feel any pressure to show people that you can stand there and get it done with everything you've been hearing.
You know, the great thing is I don't have to listen to what other people say, and that's something I learned a long time ago. And so, you know, I just try to do, you know, what my coaches teach me to do and run our game plan to the best of my ability and try to improve every single day. And and whatever we call, try to, you know, do the best thing I know how to do with it. So
Tim, you had mentioned in the past that some of those doubters can be motivating to you. Now that everyone seems to be jumping on the Tim Tebow bandwagon, does that change your mindset?
I don't know if everybody's jumping on that. It's just you know, I think, you know, we're just getting better as a team, as an organization, and we just got to continue to work and get better every single day. And, you know, for me, you know, I just, you know, consistently be motivated and come out here and work extremely hard and, you know, not worry about everything else on the outside, you know, whatever good or bad is said, you know, just let that be on the outside and focus on, you know, things that I can control and, you know, coming in here, you know, being a great teammate, working as hard as I can and trying to get a little bit better.
Tim, you know, that chemistry with players, for instance, Demaryius now, you guys working together, and he seemed to have a breakout game last week. Is that based on the chemistry you guys have? Is that people focusing on Decker and leaving Demaryius open? What is that?
I think it's a mixture of a lot of things. Yeah, I think, you know, also, you know, looking at Decker, looking at Matt Willis, looking at Willis McGahee, and, you know, DT stepped up and had a huge game. And so I think it's, you know, goes to just, you know, show how much he's been working and how much, you know, he's been improving. I'm so proud of him for that. And also, you know, looking at a guy like Decker where that, you know, a safety might be watching him a little bit more. And so, you know, it's awesome to just consistently every week have someone different step up. And, you know, I think that's something special about this team.
Tim, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but you guys are favored this week for the first time since you became a quarterback. Would you prefer to be the underdog in games, or do you mind?
I don't necessarily really care. I mean, never really paid attention to that too much, and I don't think I'll start now. You know, yeah, I don't.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't really matter.
What do you think of the Bears defense from what you've seen on tape?
They're really good, and it's really exciting, you know, for me to get a chance to play against a defense like this. Feels like I've been watching them for years, you know, that same defense, that same scheme, and golly, it'll be exciting, you know, playing against Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs and Charles Tillman and Julius Peppers, you know, some of the best guys, you know, for the last decade. And also get to play against one of my teammates in Major Wright, and that'll be fun. And, you know, it's exciting. They're a great defense, and, you know, they got some of the best players at certain positions in the whole game, so it'll be fun.
So can you talk about Demaryius again? What did you see from him back in training camp when he wasn't able to actually practice, and kind of the journey that he's been on this?
Well, time? You know, I don't want to speak for him, but I know that he was just, you know, hurting a little bit, because I know he wanted to be out there with us, and he trained so hard and he wanted to be playing, and it was probably disappointing for him. And you know, he's just worked so hard to get back, and I'm so proud of him, you know, putting in the extra work and being patient, and, you know, when he's getting his opportunities, you know, trying to make the most of it, and, you know, so happy for him.
When you're looking downfield, what sort of target is he? So when you're looking downfield, especially on that scramble drill, what sort of target is he?
Oh, he's, you know, he's a great target, and he's just so athletic, and he's a big body, and he can make plays, and you know, it's just fun to see him out there, and I'm so happy for him.
Hey, Tim, with all the from Salt Lake City and you know, old urban country, and we're just kind of trying to get your sense of your relationship with Zane and how it's developed, and you know, and also Mike McCoy, obviously a huge part of what you're doing.
My relationship with both of them is great. You know, my relationship with Zane, you know, has been great since, you know, the day we got drafted and we spoke, and we've hung out a lot since, and he's a great guy, and, you know, so proud of him and what he's accomplished in his 2 years in the NFL, and, you know, I'm proud to have him in front of me and protecting me, and he does a great job. And, you know, my relationship with Coach McCoy is great, and he's continued to get better throughout my time here, and, you know, he's a great coach, and, you know, he puts his players in a position to do well.
What's the best thing he's maybe told you over the last 2 or 3 months, the most important piece of advice?
Oh, good question. Yeah, I think more than anything is, you know, listen to how you're coached, but also trust yourself out there and believe in yourself and your teammates and what we've told you. And then, you know, just go out there and turn it loose and have fun.
Tim, with all the attention placed on you, are you embracing it or ignoring it?
I don't know necessarily either. Just, I guess, handling it and not necessarily worrying about it too much. I'm, you know, just enjoying, you know, being a Denver Bronco and living out my dream every day and playing with a bunch of great teammates and a bunch of great coaches, and not really worried too much about, you know, the whole media and everything else going on.
Not everyone that gets a tweet from Bill Cosby, though.
That was fun. Yeah, Mr. Cosby, he's pretty funny, even in his suites and stuff. So.
You're too young for the Cosby Show, though, right? You
didn't. I know a little bit of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Rudy,
not
real
too
names.
Much. I don't know.
Shell commercials, all that.
Oh, all that, yeah.
Hey, Tim, can you just talk about the impact?
Put me on the spot there.
Impact on the running game. This is a team that finished 26th last year, and they're running 100 more yards with you as the starter. Lance's production has gone up. Willis hasn't dropped in production. Can you talk about what you feel has been the impact? Because they were talking about that as well.
Well, I don't know that I've, you know, had too much of an impact on it. I just think it's, we got a great offensive line, great coaches, and ultimately great running backs that make, you know, big plays all the time, and I'm just so proud of those guys. And you know, Willis has just done a great job, and then, and when he's been nicked up or had to come out of the game to get, you know, get air, you know, Lance comes in, or Jeremiah's come in, or, you know, when Noshawn was healthy, and all those guys have stepped up and made huge plays. And, you know, I think you know, that room has just been really solid and supporting each other, and it's been great. And you know, the next guy stepping up always comes in and does something special, so it's exciting to see.
Vote for Heisman.
That's a good question. I'll probably just keep that to myself. Aww. But I'll be excited to see who wins. I mean, there's a lot. You know, I think the finalists are great finalists. All of them are deserving. You know, and it's really exciting. And, you know, it's even exciting to see a defensive guy get in there, and Tyrann Mathieu, who's had a great season. And you know, it'll be exciting to see who wins.
There's no way you voted for a defensive guy.
Who knows?
What was Heisman week like for you as you look back?
It was busy. Most of the time it was pretty busy. And I learned after the first two times that, you know, to just, you know, how to go through everything and, you know, try to find a little bit more time to just relax. But it can be a busy time, because you go from the, you know, the Disney Awards in there in Orlando, and to go to New York, and it can be, you know, kind of a whirlwind a little bit, you know, if you kind of let them drag you everywhere. But I think it's also important for all those guys, you know, to find some time to just relax and continue to train and get ready, because, you know, shoot, two of them are up for the national championship, and probably the rest are all in big time bowl games. So, you know, they really need to consistently train and, you know, not eat too many of those fancy dinners.
Tim, can you describe how you work your faith around a very violent, emotional sport? I know you don't turn it on and turn it off. You can't do that. But how does it work Sunday morning, game time, during the week?
That's a good question. It's who I am, and it's with me everywhere. And, you know, just because football is a violent sport and it's a competitive sport, doesn't mean it has to change who you are. And so for me, my relationship with Jesus Christ is the most important thing. And I think in playing football, that gives me perspective, and that gives me I believe it helps me just with my perspective and how I handle things and how I approach certain things, because, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds my future. And that's something that gives me peace and comfort no matter what, you know, obstacles or turbulence hits or what I'm about to face, because, you know, I know who holds my future.
Do your teammates come to you? Are you surprised when people come up to you maybe for thinking that you're just a player and a guy, you know? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I have a great relationship with all of my teammates, and, you know, we got a lot of great leaders, and so, you know, it's just a team that's very close, and, you know, I'm proud to be on a team like that.